Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and evening. Thank you for joining us. I am Ratinder Bhatt, Global Head of Partnerships at Cyient, and I'm really excited to hosting this very interesting session on accelerating digital transformation with AI-powered intelligent platforms. Digital transformation and AI is impacting economies and societies, the way we work and live. From smart factories to autonomous vehicles to power plants, from precision engineering and robotic surgeries to regulatory compliances, space explorations, fuel-efficient engines, and complex communications infrastructure. Intelligent platforms have revolutionized the way the organizations develop product, delivering services, and how we really experience them. To deep dive into what AI-powered intelligent platforms are and how they are accelerating digital transformation across industries, I am joined by two distinguished industry leaders, Davide Pisciato from Siemens and Rajneesh Kini from Cyient. Let me make their introductions. Davide is the Siemens Digital Enterprise Industry Director. Davide joined Siemens Digital Enterprise in 2015 as a thought leader in consumer products and is now globally responsible for the Siemens digital initiatives across sectors. Previously, he led Siemens US MES food and beverages team. His background is in manufacturing execution, but has grown over time to cover specialized areas like automation, MOM, PLM, and also broader software and hardware digitalization space. Davide brings excellent knowledge across technologies in digital value chain and application to industrial processes. He has focused about economies of the vertical industries, like linking return on investments, financial KPIs, and qualitative benefits to manufacturing processes. Davide has a master's degree in communications engineering from University of Genoa, Italy, and currently lives in Chicago with his wife and children. Welcome, Davide, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Rajneesh Kini is the President and Chief Technology Officer at Cyient. Rajneesh has over 26 years of experience across diverse tech verticals. Before joining Cyient in 2021, he has successfully worked with companies such as Wipro, Arisint, and Altron Capgemini. He is also an official Forbes Technology Council member and AI certified from MIT, and driving force behind the solutions developed through our innovation platform, Scientific. He holds a master's degree in software engineering and MBA from Symbiosis Institute, India. Rajneesh is passionate about driving technology-led innovation and sustainability across industrial value chain. Welcome, Rajneesh, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ratinder.
So before we join and deep dive in the session, let me take this time to remind our audience, we welcome your participation, so you can put your questions and your comments in the chat. And we will try to answer as many questions as possible at the end of the session. So without further delay, let's dive into the session. My first question is to you, Davide. Now, we know that the digital transformation is impacting the way organizations are transforming. If you could tell us, how do you see the digital transformation market opportunity at Siemens Digital Industries?
Sure. It is indeed a very interesting topic, and we face it daily. As in our daily lives, as consumers, for example, we see change. We see this digital transformation. We demand digital transformation. And so if you look at it from the eyes of a manufacturer, of an industry player, you see how important it is, this explosion of complexity of requests from everybody who's playing in the industrial world is then leading to change. And this change needs to be fast. Players need to be fast in this market. And so digital transformation is an opportunity to be faster, more flexible, and more agile in an increasingly complex market. And we see that different industries adapt to this change at a different pace. But what we notice with the experience we got inside our company, but also working with our ecosystem partners, is how step by step we can address this complexity and solve it with a proper scalable digital transformation path.
That's pretty interesting to hear, David, and thanks for that reflection. Could you give us some examples, some recent wins you had, especially on the projects that around digital transformation from a Siemens standpoint? And also maybe an example where you and your team found it complex. The challenge was very complex and you were able to solve it for the customer.
Well, as usual, this is the interesting aspect of any type of transformation. Like, complex problems can be broken down in easier one, right? And that's exactly what we push forward as a mentality, as an approach, to really understand what is at the basis of the problem and make sure that we offer the possibility to solve it in an easy and accessible way. And that's why all the different components of a digital transformation platform need to be accessible and will be more and more accessible as a service, for example. But back to your question on exactly some examples. Well, there are examples of different kinds. The one that I thought when you were speaking that I thought like mentioning, because it's an easy example, understandable by everybody. We just went through a period of crisis, right? Complexity, and we went through a pandemic a few years ago. And what is interesting is how software can actually help the industries address and attack faster challenges in the supply chain, challenges in the demand of consumers. And so a good example is how we helped and changed the way that patients were being addressed through ventilators by simulating completely the whole system, a digital twin of both the patients and the ventilator systems, and understanding and studying how one single ventilator could be used for two different patients. And in that sense, if you think about a comprehensive digital twin and about an accessible platform, that's exactly what we did. We transformed the way that this whole idea of, all right, let me try, I can now, in the digital world, a true digital transformation starts in the digital world, in the virtual world. I can now understand in advance what are the impacts of changes in a product, no matter if it is a ventilator for patients during a pandemic, and we create a digital twin of the patient as well, or if it is a more complex product like a car or an airplane. Digital transformation allows us to understand all the different steps in the virtual world, in the digital world first, before moving to the physical world. And so we have plenty of example where we start from the digital twin, from a comprehensive digital twin, and then we move towards manufacturing, helping our customers in that journey.
Those are some of the great examples that you shared, in fact, especially with the very complex but innovative industries of aerospace and healthcare. And we are similarly experiencing the same. So thanks for those reflections. If I could come to you, Rajneesh, now Cyient has built a reputation as an intelligent engineering solutions provider. So as a CTO and someone who is driving the technology roadmap at Cyient, what is the importance of digital pillar at Cyient? And how is Cyient positioned to enable digital transformation for its customers?
Sure. Thanks, Chandra, for that question. As you said, intelligent engineering is what we really believe is important for our customers, and that's what we try to do. And there are three pillars to intelligent engineering for us, right? One is digital, and second is autonomous and sustainable or sustainability related services, right? So that way, digital is one of the crucial pillars of our intelligent engineering services that we provide to customers. What does that mean? We have about 33 years of experience in engineering, delivering various services to our customers and creating excellence in that area. How can we make those services more connected or more automated, as well as add intelligence into our engineering processes that we deliver to our customers, right? That's what we look at from an intelligent engineering and digital for engineering perspective for our customers. It leverages advanced digital technologies, including platforms like Siemens platforms, hyperscaler capabilities, as well as AI to build a continuous intelligence into that process, right? This could be a digital thread. David talked about digital twin. How do you make sure there is an end-to-end connected insight available in the process that we are delivering for our customers? We launched our IntelliSign set of products a few years back, and then we continuously innovated those products to make sure we meet the critical needs of our customers in accelerating digital transformation in various industries, such as manufacturing, aerospace, automotive, utilities, and many more. Key elements of that framework is really about digitizing the engineering process using intelligent platforms. And now in the last 12 months, we have invested significantly into AI-based capabilities to accelerate that. How can we enable seamless user experience using those platforms and frameworks? And how can we create a scalable solution for our customers so they don't have to keep changing and be ready for growth of their business, right? That is a short summary of what we are doing in digital. And as I said earlier, digital is definitely key for our customers' journey to enable that intelligent engineering future for our services.
Thank you, Rajnish. And that's really exciting to look at how synchronized is the plan that you talked about and what David spoke about earlier. If I could follow up with asking you, what capabilities are you currently investing into, and any specific sectors that you are focused more than others?
Yeah, I think we are increasing our certifications for our employees, right, so that they are much more aware of the digital platforms and how can we make sure they have professionally certified in each of the platforms like Teamcenter and various other platforms, right, and also ensuring that they are familiar with low-code, no-code platforms like Mendix, right, so that's an important part of our journey in enabling this for our employees. So that's one investment in terms of making and upgrading our employees with the right skills required for this journey. Second is, as I said, about last 12 to 18 months after the increased investments in AI, we are also looking towards co-worker type of solutions to intelligently automate part of our employees' typical day-to-day activities using AI engineering, right? That could be, helping them with the validation exercise, helping them with the tech publications and document creation, probably various parts of their job, right? How can we look at providing them something like an engineering co-worker that helps them to automate some part of that job, right? These are some of the critical areas. But I think right now the biggest gap and where we have to make the investment for our customers to enable the right platform capabilities or digital platform certifications for our employees. And that's where our maximum focus is, apart from the solutions on the AI side.
Great, Rajnish. That's a great segue to my next question, and in fact, you prompted it. If I could come back to you, Davide. Now, Siemens had and always had this vast portfolio of very innovative products and solutions. We're looking at product lifecycle management. You talked about MOM, MES earlier. You also spoke about an end-to-end digital thread, plus the deep industries that you bring to the table. If you could fundamentally define what an intelligent digital platform means, what would you say?
Well, that's a really good question. So let me start from the digital thread, right? Because that maybe helps us understand what an intelligent platform needs to be all about. So if you think about what I mentioned before about the importance of simulating and understanding everything in the digital world first before actually going to the real world in the industrial space, then it's easy to understand what digital threads are all about, right? So it's what connects different elements of the enterprise. And we can have more than one digital thread that serves different purposes, the really value-based business processes. And so to go across these domains from R&D to manufacturing, from engineering to operations, you need a platform that supports that digital thread, that supports this ecosystem of applications and components to be streamlined in a proper way, leveraging where it makes sense, low code, no code, as mentioned previously, but also having a proper, strong, intelligent platform that allows for this communication. And so historically, that's what we've pushed forward. So I think many years ago, we already been like front runner when nobody was speaking about digital threads and digital twin. We already had the concept of a PDM, then later PLM, was actually serving more than just the purpose of a data repository, but was really the basis and the platform for what is today a very comprehensive and scalable ecosystem, which we named Accelerator.
Great, great definition. And thanks for explaining this in a simple way. I'm very fascinated with the Siemens Accelerator program. The more I read about it, the more interesting it gets. Could you briefly describe the Siemens Accelerator program?
Well, thinking about what I just thank you, by the way, that's also like I think it deserves some additional like clarity and depth. So the foundation of all the solutions, of every solution we try to deliver to our customers is truly built on three differentiators, if you will. One is the comprehensive digital twin, so all the aspect of both the product as well as the production. Then it needs to be, the solution needs to be personalized, adaptable, modern. Again, let me quickly hit on the topic, the benefits of having also a low-code and no-code approach there. And then it needs to be flexible and open. And so all these closed-loop connections between the digital and the real worlds, they require a strong and profound and open business platform. And so software for the industry is an integral part for Accelerator, and it covers the design, the realize, and the optimize steps. And so think about all these players, all these components of the comprehensive digital twin, all available as a service and all available to our great community of customers and partners. That's what really Accelerator is all about.
Okay, thank you so much. If I could go to Rajnish at this point of time. Rajnish, you spoke about the digital pillar and the importance about it earlier, and also the investments in capabilities, including certifications. So what work is Cyient doing on intelligent platforms, and how closely is are there programs that Cyient is already delivering with Siemens to its customers?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as I said earlier, right, and very well defined by David on the platform side as well, right? How did the intelligent platforms really help us to leverage the technology, including cloud, data, AI, and bring them together to accelerate the end product for our customers, right? That's the end goal. We're leveraging the Siemens platforms to deliver various solutions in a best way, including model-based design, model-based system engineering. We talked about digital thread across the value chain. How can we ensure we create that and provide that kind of insights required for our customers? Digital twin for products as well as for the process side. And then, as I said last, artificial intelligence related coworker and capabilities for design automation. How can we collaborate closely with the platforms to make sure we are bringing in that experience that we have in this domain in terms of the previous experiences, previous models we have created, previous scripts we have created, previous validation we have done to create that design automation, right? These are some of the areas where it is really increasing focus for us on the intelligent digital platforms.
Thank you, Rajneesh. So we've spoken about the digital transformation and the impact it's making. We also spoke about the intelligent platforms and how they are important from a customer's journey standpoint. Let's talk about AI. Now, no discussion is complete if we don't talk about AI and the power of AI. We already see, and both of you, in fact, talked about solutions around industry co-pilots and the super collaboration, which is already going on between humans and machines. So David, if we could ask you, how is Siemens applying AI, especially to meet the rigorous requirements of your industrial customers? And are there AI use cases that you are already seeing making a big impact?
Sure. So AI is a strategic priority across the whole breadth of the data-rich Siemens Xcelerator portfolio. And I want to stress the data-rich aspect, right? Because that's where we, as an industrial community, always had issues with, right? So there is a data-rich base, and how do we interpret it in the best way? And AI really helps us with that. So that's why, that's what differentiates AI to other things that have been coming and going from the industrial world, because AI solutions are focused on really generating content, summarization, user interface, productivity, automations and optimizations, and also actually provide search with discovery. And so we now employ across our platform a range of AI techniques, methods that help implementing these solutions. And the whole tech stack is modern, and we have partnership with all the different technology players in the AI space. And so we go from things like, examples are like having an assistant for our PLM, for Team Center, right? So a true AI chat, like a power of conversational AI. So thinking about really embracing it in terms of, let me understand with natural language, asking questions in natural language, what are data insights, have answers that are generated from documents and text managed in the platform, all these responses being traceable to source documents. So it's really like, it's a step more, because it allows to explore and understand what is already in our customers' possession, but now finally being explorable in a better way. So this is a first example, is what we call AI chat with Team Center Assistant, and it securely links the whole Team Center with the large language models, right? So in a very secure way and robust way, so that access control is guaranteed. And as you mentioned, like rigorous requirements from our customers are met, right? So it brings the power of large language models right into the core foundation of a platform that goes across the design, realize, and optimize domain. So if you think about it, it's quite exciting what it can bring to the table, right?
Okay, thank you. On that same subject, if I could come to you, Rajneesh. Last year, Cyient opened the Scientific Experience Center. It has multiple solutions, which also include AI-powered use cases and solutions that Cyient co-developed with partners. Could you give us your view on Cyient's work on AI, and what benefits have you seen from customers?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so as we all know, and David touched upon, right, most of the products that we are using, right, or the platform that we are using are getting upgraded with AI capabilities, like the Team Center chat. And we have, if you go into software lifecycle, you have GitHub Copilot, right? So those kind of solutions are already in place. So what we're trying to do is make sure our workforce is ready to use those AI tools, make sure we are upgrading our team to leverage and use those tools. And second, is that there are things that you need outside of the product based on our experience and knowledge, right? So for example, we have worked in aerospace industry for multiple years, right? Creating very complex regulatory constraint products and models, designing them. We have worked in the regulatory space, creating regulatory documentation, regulatory checks and balances, compliance, etc. Similarly, we have worked in healthcare segment, right? So in each of the segment, it has that experience that we have developed so far in terms of knowledge of the models, in terms of the knowledge of compliance and security, safety, right? Those kind of things. How do we make sure we build that into our what we call as AI models, right? Enhanced or fine-tuned AI models to help build on top of the product capabilities. So that as a services player in this segment, while we are using the products or platform that are available, we are also leveraging and enabling our engineers to do better with those AI-enabled tools, right? That has been the focus. And I think that's where the industry has to move, really, so that tomorrow's best services firms or best engineering firms will be those who have better capabilities for their employees to leverage AI-based experiences from their previous employees, right? So that earlier we used to just document the knowledge in Word documents and somebody can refer to it, but how can this AI coworker or AI solution go along with our engineers to enable them to deliver similar and better services over a period of time for our customers, right? Those are two areas. And your last question was around what kind of value. I think there are two kinds of values, really, right? Everybody talks about the productivity improvements, cost savings, and that's a general, whenever you take AI, the first expectation is there a cost savings? Because that is the expectation in terms of automation. But I think we are also seeing the value that it is creating, right? Things which were not done earlier are being done in terms of new areas that are explored or identifying the, let's say, regulatory issues that you might have missed if you were not using AI. Similarly, the entire product lifecycle is getting cut short by a significant amount, right? Depending on the product, it may vary anywhere from 10 to 30% at this stage. Software may be more, hardware product lifecycle may be a little more less at this stage, but the automation is increasing. And your product lifecycle time is definitely getting shrunk, which is a significant value add for our customers. One example of an aero customer on the MRO side significantly was, we were able to reduce the time taken for quality notifications significantly by about 70%. By automating that process, right? So, and the manual intervention was reduced, so there was a cost saving, but the time taken was also significantly reduced in this case. So cost and the value that it generates in terms of time saved, in terms of identifying defects which might have been missed if it was manually done.
Okay, so what I hear from both of you, there is a value stream and there is a cost slash productivity improvement stream. Both being tackled by bringing the power of AI into our working. Thank you. Yep. One subject which always interests me and I want to put it in front of you is about the challenges, especially with new platforms. So, and this question is to both of you. What are the key challenges that enterprises have to integrate these new cutting-edge platforms into their existing IT OT landscape?
Well, maybe if I can chime in first, what I think is important to stress is really the IT OT complexity and how moving as a solution towards and as a service approach really helps navigating that complexity, right? So why are the industry leaders moving to software as a service? Think about things like 50% reduction in the IT infrastructure costs, or a more secure approach, or reduction in time to market for the products and services, the accessible way to access a very deep platform and approach that we just like went through and explained, really democratizing that access. And that's like really what we see as a huge benefit, right? So it offers the power of accessing an intelligent platform in a more accessible, scalable and flexible form, right? So it doesn't matter if it is a full cloud-based as a service or if it's a hybrid one, but it's really the way to go past this reluctancy to change the IoT OT landscape that originally we've seen there. And so no matter if we're talking about a manufacturing startup or an established industry leader in the aerospace or in the automotive world, we can accelerate with them by offering as a service what they need in that particular moment in time. And that really helps in the whole in having a lower entry price, lowering the risks, as I said, reduction of the hardware and IT operations costs, and really it allows for a more valuation of the whole market in a more predictable, resilient way, right, without bumps. And so that's one of the reasons why we entered with Accelerator in that, and it brings together software services and an app development platform with where our partners like Cyent are really playing a super important role to bring these to customer of different sizes and history in the market.
And if I can add to that, I think there are very good points that David mentioned. And along with that, you have a lot of siloed systems, a lot of legacy system that you have to manage. And also a kind of interoperability between these systems is also an issue that is normally coming up. But let me keep that aside. One of the biggest area to make sure these intelligent platforms are leveraged, and we are seeing increased demand from our customers, is making sure that the data is available in the form and accuracy that is needed for AI tools to leverage as well, right? Sometimes if you have bad data in, then anyway you get garbage out as well, right? So therefore, how do you make sure that the data is processed and made available? Sometimes it may not be digitalized. How do you make it digitalized and make it available? Sometimes if it is digitalized, there may be various versions of it. Some of them may not be accurate and it can corrupt your process completely. So how do you make sure you identify the right data and correct it? And third is sometimes even creating the synthetic data required to train the models and make sure that's available for the automation that you're trying to do, right? That's an area where I think if I take an example of the SciEIM tool that we have, which is really helping us in extracting the data required from various sources and making it available into PLM systems and other tools to make sure we have that digitalized data which can be used for the remaining work or the rest of the work.
Okay. So fundamentally, you are hinting at the quality of data itself and that the processes around data governance as well.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Data management, data governance, data cleansing. We always thought the data is clean, but when the new demand or AI came in, there is more and more need for making sure that the data is correct.
Yeah, and if I can add like one more thing, and that's where really AI comes into play and helps, because it's really the way that this data is accessed and made understandable. We struggled with IoT over the past 5-10 years. And now we have a way to, yes, we learned over the years how to light up lines, how to light up, how to take data out of existing landscapes, but we always struggle to make a sense out of it, to really make it in we knew we had that organization, but AI is giving us, it's kind of like a Swiss Army knife tool to be able to understand the data in a better way, data that we all own, right? And now we can exploit it. So in that sense, it's really kind of an equalizer, because it allows all our customers and ourselves to access the data in a better way.
That's pretty exciting. So thanks for your perspective. So let's continue on the topic. I mean, AI is very interesting. So Rajnish, quickly, in brief, what impact do you see AI make in the way that products are built, say in next 18, 36 months timeframe?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges that we face today is talent in terms of capability or skills required to develop products, right? And that has a constraint in terms of how many new products can be developed. What is the time required for a product to be developed, right? It takes anywhere from 9 to 18 months, depending on the complexity of the product. With AI, I think the talent shortage will definitely be addressed to some extent, because there will be faster ways of delivering that. it may not address completely because there will be new needs. But the more we upgrade our talent to use AI-based coworker, co-pilot, and platforms like Siemens platforms to leverage the AI capabilities, then the entire life cycle can be reduced significantly, right? So that's one benefit. However, it does not mean that reducing the life cycle might reduce jobs or reduce the total effort, etc. On the contrary, I think people, I believe that our customers and our enterprises will have more money to create more innovations and more products. So if they were doing one product in 18 months, now probably they'll do two products in the same 18 months or three products in the 18 months. And therefore, we will see more and more innovative and evolved products in the market, right, faster. And that's going to be good for all. That's my perspective.
Wonderful. Since you touched the subject of talent and scaling it up, David, my next question is to you. Siemens Global CEO Roland Busch has said that the biggest challenge is in changing mindsets and empowering employees at all levels in this transformational journey. What advice would you give businesses that are reluctant to adopt AI just because they lack in-house expertise or they're unsure about the outcomes?
Well, I think I kind of hinted at it before, and it's fun because I will cross-reference two leaders in Siemens. One is the one you mentioned, which is who is Roland Busch. The other one is Tony Hemmelgarn, who is the CEO of Siemens Digital Industry Software. He calls AI as the great equalizer, right? So it gives the opportunity to access the data to everybody. So if you think about like talents, hidden talents in our customers, in our companies, AI can untap that potential. So instead of being seen as an additional problem to solve, it's actually a help. And so my recommendation is we are now providing access to highly complex and sophisticated software to really everybody with this as a service approach. And so AI is just a natural evolution of leveraging this easier access to a comprehensive digital twin, to an intelligent platform, but with an additional entry-level access point that was not usable before. So change management and approaching this change, we know it's been historically difficult. In this case, it's not like other innovations that were introduced in the past, like additive, where everybody reacted. It's amazing. Is it really that easy to implement in our manufacturing workflows? In this case, AI is an evolution rather than being something that really requires all the employees of an enterprise to be retrained. It actually allows them to access the data and to understand the data a lot better. And then with the power of Gen AI, also to get an additional help in terms of generating new data with a very natural way of doing it.
Thank you, David. I think we have time for some questions, and I have some questions from the audience, which I can call out, and maybe David and Rajneesh, you could answer those. I have two questions which are similar, which are around data privacy and security and cyber threats. So the questions read as, how do you ensure data privacy and security while leveraging AI? And there's a similar one, so I'm clubbing it. How are cyber threats handled with AI adoption in this transformation, especially in medium scale industries? So maybe David, you would like to answer that?
Sure. Well, let me put for a second my other hat on as Siemens, which is I'm leading our on-site activities at our Explore Life Center, at our Digital Experience Center in Chicago at MXD. And what we created there is a state-of-the-art IT OT segmented networks, where we can really show how we can leverage all the latest in networking and cybersecurity is really impacting a comprehensive end-to-end digital transformation. And so in that sense, when we add AI, we add AI to a very secured and protected layered network, both on the OT side, shop floor, as well as on the IT side. So my invite would be, come and see it first and get in touch with us. We can show you how networking and cyber can be, again, equalizing both the way we do traditional IT/OT business application, as well as how we approach AI and other technologies in a secure way. So this is an open invite to everybody. Get in touch. We'll be able, together with Cyan, to walk you through through this way of accessing IT and OT in a very secure way.
Yeah, and if I can add to that, Tinder, just a quick addition. I just want to add, saying that I think while there are a lot of questions on AI and security, most of the enterprise products are coming up with the security required for leveraging AI, and they're building in the, as part of the product itself, right? So all the players that are coming in. However, the, when you open up access to open source AI, right, and or open AI, right, kind of solutions, and that is where you have to probably more and more worry about the data getting leaked and other issues around that. As far as you have current ecosystems for security, cyber threat management, you have a SOC and all of that in place, and you're using existing enterprise products with their upgraded capabilities, I think to some extent it is already protected, because these products are doing all the tests required, all the validations required, and so far at least you've not seen any issues coming up in those products.
So your view, as well as David, is be bold about AI initiatives. It's secure. It's in a positive direction, is what I hear Rajnish and David. Thank you. There is another question from the audience. Let me read it, but I think both of you have answered it, which is about organizational priorities and their investments in AI tech. So I'll go to the next question. Will AI adoption make digital threat fully autonomous, and significant human oversights and intervention is needed post adoption? Maybe Rajnish, you want to take that?
The question was on digital threat. Is it? Can you read that again? I missed that.
Let me read it again. It says, yeah. Will AI adoption make digital threat fully autonomous, or there's a significant human oversight and intervention needed post adoption?
Yeah, I mean, I personally believe that any expectation that everything will become completely autonomous is far reality right now, whether it is product development or software development or digital thread or anywhere else. I think we should look at AI to start with as a solution which helps you do your job better and faster, right? I would say better first and faster next, right? And both of them in combination. And in that context, you have digital thread, as David was mentioning earlier. You used to get a lot of data from IoT, right? But you were not able to make sense out of it. You were not able to take some actions on the right time. But similarly with digital thread as well, right? How do we leverage that and make real value out of it? That's where I see AI making a difference in the, near to midterm at least. On long term, maybe the autonomous capability will continue to increase. It is just like the car going from level 1 to level 2 to level 5. When will the passenger car go to level 5? Similar concept, that it will take some time. So let's start with level 1, level 2, level 3 level of autonomous capability, and then evolve from there.
Thank you, Rajnish. Let me come back to my final question. What can customers expect from the Siemens and Cyient partnership? David?
Well, maybe I'll tie back to the previous question, which is interesting, the one on the digital threads and being autonomous. Well, without like thinking that far, but digital threads need to be executed, right? So they're really great on paper or on a slide, but then they need to be executed. We believe as Siemens we provide all the right tools to enable the execution of these digital threads, but we need a partner like Cyient to really take this and have it come to life to our customers, right? So that's what I think they can expect, like the profound industry knowledge of Cyient together with all the tools that we provide in the space of an intelligent platform and AI together, and then take this information step by step through all the solutions that are part of a digital thread. For example, as I mentioned before, new product introduction, R&D to manufacturing. How do we execute that? How do we take that information from one step to another? How do we access it in the best way? That's what can be expected from a partnership between Siemens and Cyan, really bringing it to life in our customers.
Yeah. And I would say on similar terms that, as you know, Cyan is committed to designing tomorrow together with our customers and partners. And our capability and partnership with the Siemens definitely helps us to make sure we drive the transformation and evolution required for our customers. We bring to the table a lot of engineering expertise, industry expertise, product knowledge that we have, and the platforms from Siemens enable us to do that job better, faster, and using AI and all those capabilities that we discussed earlier in a secure way. Right? Both of them together, I think it really helps us to deliver intelligent engineering for our customers and help them drive their transformation faster.
Thank you both Rajneesh and Davide on reflecting on that. And it's the power of partnerships which is going to make things happen. So great. This has been a very riveting conversation, and I can say with a lot of confidence that we really are at a threshold of endless possibilities with intelligent products and platforms and the superpower of AI in shaping the overall digital transformation and the world we live in. So let me again thank you, Davide and Rajneesh, for joining us on this panel and sharing your views and answering questions as well. And also our audience who has joined across the globe and be part of this session. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.